Next, Brother Del Malpass will now develop the theme, Imitate Jesus' Use of Power, Precious Wives.
Precious wives. What a beautiful expression. You married brothers in the audience, I'm sure, will agree with that wonderful description that the governing body has used to introduce this part. And our wives are not just precious to ourselves, but they're precious to Jehovah God as well. Especially when they use their considerable power to enhance spiritual interests within the family. Yes, wives, the Bible indicates, have considerable power. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 1. I invite you to keep your Bibles open there in Proverbs, because we'll be referring to that, where God's Word explains the extent of a wife's power. Proverbs 14 and 1 reads, "The truly wise woman builds up her house, but the foolish one tears it down with her own hands." Yes, married women have the power in the form of influence over their husband's feelings and opinions, both for the building up and for the tearing down. Sadly, some wives have used this power unwisely. Such was the case in the first century city of Antioch, where Jewish opposers incited prominent women to pressure their husbands to persecute the Apostle Paul and his traveling companion Barnabas. If we turn just a few pages over in Proverbs here to chapter 27, verses 15 and 16, the Bible here describes or illustrates what it's like to live with a quarrelsome or nagging wife. Proverbs 27, verses 15 and 16. "A quarrelsome wife is like a constantly leaking roof on a rainy day. Whoever can restrain her can restrain the wind and can grip oil with his right hand. Difficult, indeed, perhaps even impossible." On the other hand, Proverbs 31 and verse 10 says that a capable wife is worth far more than quarrels, in that she is valued, loved, and precious in the eyes of her husband and of Jehovah God himself. How then can wives use their power to enhance their precious value? Jesus had miraculous power, and wives can imitate Jesus' use of this power. With Jesus' use of his miraculous power, he did not seek to benefit himself, as was the case seen with the case of the temptation that Satan tempted Jesus to turn those stones into bread. On the other hand, he helped others to unselfishly and compassionately. Maybe we remember the leprous beggar who begged Jesus, "If you just want to, you can make me clean." His words were, "I want to." In what ways can a wife imitate Jesus' use of power? Well, sometimes we may think our wives can perform miracles as well. Maybe it's how they make a beautiful meal out of almost nothing for the enjoyment of our friends and family. But although unable to work miracles as Jesus did, a godly wife can use her power to be supportive of her husband and to benefit her family. She would highly esteem his role as the head, and doing so would help her to refrain from making unreasonable demands for material things that would require him to possibly work overtime, or worse yet, away from the home, at the cost of spiritual pursuits. Rather, She cooperates with his efforts to place greater emphasis on spiritual goals. In doing so, she sets a fine example for her family in being content with the necessities of life. Another way that wives can imitate Jesus is in the attitude that Jesus had towards his head. You see, Jesus wanted others to think well of his head, Jehovah God. While a wife's head is her imperfect husband, and they make mistakes, sometimes even serious ones. Still, in imitation of Jesus, a precious wife can use her power to increase the respect that her children and others have for her husband. We'd now like to invite Brother Jonathan Pronto from the College Park congregation, who, along with his wife, serve as regular pioneers in a foreign language. Brother Pronto, how has your wife used her power to support your careers as pioneers?
Well, definitely with all the basic day-to-day things, you know, pitching in to make sure chores get done, sticking to a schedule, and helping us to stick to a reasonable budget as well. But what I think I appreciate the most is the fact that she uses her power to help us to maintain a simple, focused eye. Don't get me wrong, we both appreciate nice things, but we decided from early on in our marriage that we were going to put spiritual pursuits first, and Faye has definitely lent her support to that endeavor.
Can you give us an example?
A few years ago, there was a time where we had a decision we had to make. Were we going to use our savings towards buying a house or towards pursuing our goal of foreign service? We decided that we were going to pursue our goals to go overseas and serve Jehovah more fully. That wasn't an easy decision for us to make because our owning our own place, it did appeal to us, you know, not having to pay rent, the stability that comes with it, but even after we made the decision, I knew she had some times of uncertainty where she wasn't sure if we made the right decision, but she never expressed that, and she fully supported our efforts to move overseas. And we both agree today that nothing material could amount to the same value of pursuing spiritual goals.
Mm-hmm. And how does her support make you feel and appreciated as a husband?
Well, I feel loved, appreciated, respected, but most of all I feel proud, the good kind of pride. I know that Faye will continue to use her power in the family to encourage further spiritual pursuits and to help us to reach our spiritual goals in the future, and that truly makes her precious in my eyes.
Thank you, Brother Pronto, and Jehovah's blessing on the rest of your endeavors as well.
Thank you.
Yes, a precious, capable wife is described at Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 17. Proverbs 31 and 17, where it reads, "She prepares herself for hard work, and she strengthens her arm." As she uses her power, in an effort to support her husband, she fulfills the words at Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 12. There it reads, "She rewards him with good, not bad, all the days of her life." Yes, it is a reward to husbands when their wives support their efforts to put kingdom interests first in life. And it's not only a reward to them, but it's a reward to the wife and herself, as she knows that if she does that, all the days of her life will extend on into eternity. No wonder verse 28 tells us, "Her children rise up and declare her happy. her husband rises up and praises her. You Christian wives are to be commended for your fine use of the considerable power you have. By all means, then, imitate Jesus by wisely and unselfishly using your power to build up your household.